And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. Yes, he's back in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, right next to the SAC office.
Yeah.
And from SAC, Sport Fishing Association of California, we have Captain Ken Frankie and Maria Diaz from the Sport Fishing Association of California. We're going to be talking some fishing here and a whole lot more, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's Calstar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all Calstar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new Calstar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's Calstar at fine tackle dealers. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock God Rick sent you for a special price. Adventureincamping.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. What a fun show it's going to be today.
Yeah, good morning, Captain Ken.
Morning.
Great to have you. And Maria, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks
first time in the Let's Talk Hookup World Headquarters. Welcome. Glad to have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, you may see Maria in the Red Rooster office for 7 years. Is that right?
7 to 8, yes.
7 years you've been at the Red Rooster. And now Ken's talked you into doing double time, working twice as hard, working for SAC.
She comes in and helps us in the morning and in the afternoon, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, I would say. So what's been going on for nothing, right?
Yeah, you guys are never busy down at that office.
You don't have anything going on, right?
Oh, it's hop, skip, and a jump. Everybody, all the boats, everybody's been doing their boat work, getting their Coast Guard inspections done. We actually had a new requirement for the Mexican Navy to come and do the inspections as well.
No kidding.
For the boats that operate within 12 miles of shore. So we got that all done, and all went real well. And, yeah, it's been very busy up and down the entire coast. SAC now covers all of California, all the way up to the Oregon border.
Wow.
So, yeah, so we're learning about a lot of things up and down the coast that are affecting everybody and doing our best to try and solve some, you know, problems along the way. So.
Yeah. So, describe what SAC's duty is and who is part of SAC.
Yeah, SAC is basically all the commercial passenger carrying vessels throughout California, anybody that takes passengers out in the ocean fishing.
Related to fishing.
Yeah, related to fishing.
You don't represent harbor cruises or anything like that.
Yet. No. There's another association that deals with inland waters. So, and we work really well with them as well. But everybody's got their lane, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so we primarily deal with the sport fishing community. And so things like we want to make sure that there's access to bait and all that kind of stuff. We do a lot of stuff in the regulatory side, go to Congress, go to Sacramento, talk to Fish and Game. Just try to maintain good working relationships with everybody involved to make sure anglers have a great opportunity and a lot of fun in the ocean.
And then Mexico's involved, too, because we fish a lot in Mexico, and that's kind
sure.
of where Maria comes in, right, Maria? Do yep. a lot of work with Mexico. And, yeah.
Yeah, I have Maria in the morning. She comes in and does reviews all the ports, everything that we have operations running in or out of, and make sure that we know what's going on regulatory-wise, fishing game-wise down there. They have the equivalent called Conapesca, and we keep track of the licensing, just anything that's going to affect even private boaters. I think, you know, on the SAC website, we try to keep accurate portals there for people to get all their permits and that type of stuff, and we often have private boaters come in the office and ask questions, and we do everything we can to help them.
That's cool. Yeah. So what are some of the things that you're faced with today? What are you dealing with right now, Zach? There's always something. But
yeah,
what
yeah.
are some of the things that you're
I think the top one on deck right now is going to be marine protected area meetings that are coming up. There's a lot of petitions. A petition's just nothing more than
just like there were just two and another one next week, right?
Yeah, so there's petitions basically requesting modifications or increases or even maybe even creation of new marine protected areas, and they're going to have three public meetings coming up. We're going to advertise all of them. Highly encourage people to come and weigh in. Got to have your voice heard, because complacency isn't going to work.
Yes.
We're going to need some folks there.
Yeah.
So that's probably the number one on deck right now.
Wayne sent me an interesting video produced by the San Diego Union Tribune yesterday. And it's on YouTube. It's called Future Oceans. It's lengthy. It's 30 plus minutes long, but it's an interesting video, and I would say well done. It's relatively balanced. It has Cameron Criven and also Captain Brian Hirahara in there talking about the importance of this potential marine protected area that surrounds Point Loma, which is to further expand that protected area. That there's already a protected area there. They just want to further expand it out to 3 miles and then down the coast too.
Yeah, anybody can go in with a petition to Fish and Game.
Right.
And that's what is before them right now. We just need to be understanding of the process. The department's reviewed, they call them bins, but they've reviewed the different petitions. They've made recommendations to the commission, different group of people. Those are the decision makers. And that's where we, the public, now get to weigh in and say, yeah, we think it's a good idea, or modify it, or no, we don't think it's a good idea. But that's what we encourage people to get involved with. And as we go along and get closer, I know CCA, who represents anglers, who we work closely with, as well as SAC, we'll have a good feeling for exactly what's before us. And, you know, I think in its foundation, the piece that everybody has to understand, this was not intended to be an MPA 2.0 where you have big rooms full of people, everybody trying to negotiate stuff out. This was more intended to be a take a look at the 10-year review, and is there some modifications that need to be made to strengthen the network? And so, you know, people have to hold in check their expectations out of this. So hopefully as time goes on, that explanation and clarity will be brought to a lot of people, because a lot of folks think, oh, this is the time. Go grab, you know, let's grab a new piece of ocean. That's not the intent of this thing at all.
Yeah, but there are people that want to take big chunks of our ocean away from fishermen, period. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's just anytime you get a large group of people, everybody's going to have a different perspective.
Yeah.
And we try to be constructive. And, you know, of anybody who wants to protect resources, it's fishermen.
What I took my takeaway from watching that video, and hoping everybody kind of takes a look, is the reality that Brian and Cameron talk about our Point Loma kelp and what's really happening out there. And then the fantasy that a lot of the scientists talk about the Point Loma kelp. They're in some kind of crazy fantasy about, how fishing is destroying the kelp beds, how the kelp beds aren't what they used to be. And that's just not true at all. It has nothing to do with the production of kelp or anything like that. The fact that they're catching lobster there or that we're catching fish. And what amazes me is they try and twist the facts around what the reality is. And if you listen to the fishermen like Cameron, like Brian, you know what the facts are because they spend their lives there. They spend their lives there every day. I've been in the Point Loma kelp since I was in elementary school, and I around around all the tide pools and such like that, and seeing all what's happened at the tide pools of there has nothing to do with overfishing. It maybe it has something to do with that the sewage treatment plant that's right there. Maybe it has something to do with our warming oceans. Maybe it has something to do with changing conditions, but it has nothing to do with fishing. That's a fact.
Yeah, the management of fisheries is so well done by CDFW and the Fish Absolutely. And Game Commission. Bag limits, lengths, et cetera. I think all of us who work in the ocean and see each day it evolve.
Right.
There's times kelp comes in and oceanographic conditions change and kelp recedes. It goes up and down, and I think you hit the nail on the head. You and I on Monday are going to go out with one of the NGOs and go do some water quality testing.
Right.
I think the water quality is a very important factor. Look at Imperial Beach, that area down
right.
there.
Right.
But what we're seeing up and down the coast with the kelp bed, for instance, I know that's a hot topic. It's got to be oceanographic. I mean, it's the entire coast.
Right.
All of the lobstermen that I talk to and the people that are actually working out there see it coming in a cycle coming back now. I think that's more oceanographic than anything. Has nothing to do with fishing.
No.
Nothing.
We just experienced the best lobster season perhaps in history that
yeah,
we've seen
crazy.
Here in San Diego area in Southern California. So that's just good management. And,
yeah,
and
it
the CFW
is
doing a fantastic job there.
I got to say, the department is good about communicating with everybody. And just like Sandbass, I mean, we're looking for data gaps and trying to help them. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a few minutes. But the key piece that you mentioned a moment ago is what you see in the ocean. Everybody that has an opinion to express, the first thing they need to do is go out to the ocean and go see for themselves. There's nothing
Don't
like...
Don't spend so much time behind a book, but go out in the ocean.
Go see for yourself what's going on, because the ocean changes, and considering something that was 5, 6, 10, 15 years ago, it all needs to be taken into context.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the cool thing about that what that video I was just talking about is they actually talked to guys that were on the ocean.
Like yeah, those guys, those two guys are
they
rock stars.
Their lives there.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that both of those guys are heavily involved in the process. It's their livelihood. And you know, Cameron brought in his son, 5 year old. How old is Cameron's son? 5 years
yeah,
old,
five,
something
six,
like
yeah.
that. And you know, saying that you know I want a future for him too, right? Like we all do. So.
That's the thing, is the biggest environmentalists out there that advocate for ocean resource protection, the fishermen.
Yeah,
they have a very important, I mean, it's critical to them to have a future.
So how do we be involved? How do we make sure that they don't take these big swaths of ocean away from fishermen again?
The biggest thing people can do is be at those regional meetings. They're going to be very well publicized, as well as take 15 minutes and write them a letter. The more the letters and the explanations and the optics and personal testaments that go in explaining your position, the better. Be informed. That's the key. Because right now, CDFW has made recommendations on a number of items in the bins already, and we're frankly supportive of that work. It was well done.
Cool.
It made some sense.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So what other things are I see a lot of the guys doing a lot of work on their boats and a lot of Coast Guard inspections and stuff like that. And you at SAC help coordinate a lot of that. What is going on here? What's happening?
Yeah, this is the time of year that we do all of the vessel maintenance. As an example, in a week and a half, we're going to have all the Coast Guard Hilo pilots, not all of them, but some of them, at the SAC office, and we're going to do training of captains on how to airlift people off boats.
Wow.
We want to do everything we can to have that experience on a sport fishing boat be utterly amazing.
Yeah.
And we want people to feel safe.
Yeah.
The boats, cosmetically, this is when we pour it on. We've had really good weather. Guys are getting all new paint jobs on the boats. Just a tremendous amount of vessel maintenance occurs.
Yeah.
I had a boat, the Outer Limits, for a number of years. This is when, you know, I poured it on, went through all the systems and made sure everything was dialed up. Because when the boats hit the starter buttons and we start running 7 days a week, you want everything to run perfect.
Years ago, it seems like maintenance was so much more spread out. It was the season didn't get started as early as it does, and it ended, you know, sooner than it has been. And there was a lot more time to, we'll get it done later. We're going to take a month off and get grinding. This year was really fun to watch. It seemed like the second the last passenger stepped off the boat, darn near every boat was tarped up or on the hard or whatever it might be. Like, there was a lot of work from the fleet this year, and it was fun to watch everybody grinding, wanting to get done in anticipation for this early season that we already kind of have kicked off.
Yeah, oceanographic conditions, warmer water. We're seeing up and down the coast a shift, if you will, to the north of oceanographic conditions and such. So yellowtail, Coronado Islands, sand bass, kelp bass, I mean, we're poised for one heck of a season.
I think so.
Tuna already.
Yeah.
You know,
so warm water. I mean, 66, 67 degrees already.
I know. It is April.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I know in a couple of years ago, there was a lot of new safety regulatory things that had come down the line and people changing, you know, evacuation routes on boats and things like that. Was there anything new thrown at the fleet, whether it be passenger safety or anything like that, for this year, or was it a little more
nothing?
Everything's now set. And
I think at this point everything is set.
Nice.
Yeah. Back at that time, Coast Guard went through all the boats. We added some kick-out windows.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to make sure that life jackets were where they were most easily accessible. Just a bunch of stuff like that. But right now, I think everything is fine-tuned.
Nice.
We stay in constant contact with Coast Guard inspection departments, and everything is going really smooth.
It's one of the things that we don't hardly ever talk about, but it's such a prideful thing that how ridiculously safe and this fleet is. You know, the number of passengers that go fishing, you know, every year is staggering, and the amount of safety records that this fleet has is a pretty impressive thing, and I think you should be really proud of that, because I know it has a whole lot to do with, you know, your leadership and all the boats, and everybody seems to work so well together.
Well, the crews are working. That's where the critical piece is. The crews are doing a good job. They're doing their training. That's why we're going to do this training coming up here with the Coast Guard Hilo pilots and go over protocols, et cetera. This winter, we even went and did drone footage of the back decks of all the boats to simulate a Hilo going over them.
Really?
And we've given that to the Coast Guard so that when they leave to go on a mission involving one of our boats, they already know where they're going, what the boat looks like, what the back deck looks like as they're going to fly over it, and how the deck is configured if they have to airlift a passenger.
That's cool.
So we're trying to think about everything and anything we can to have the experience be excellent.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So a week from tomorrow, Sunday, the 19th of April, is Day at the Docks. Big event.
Day at the Docks.
San Diego Sport Fishing. So it's all about San Diego Sport Fishing, as the sign says. And you guys at SAC will be having a big display, right?
We will. We're going to have a giant tuna there for people to pose for pictures for, as well as we've been working really well with the Mexican Fisheries Departments. Secretary Alma Juarez and I are going to be up on the stage together. We're tentatively expecting the local consul general from Mexico to come over as well.
That's a big deal.
That's Ambassador Kerber Palma. And, it's going to be amazing. And we're going to just roll out the red carpet to everybody and kick off this season well.
I love it.
That is fantastic. And Maria, you'll be there?
I'll be there.
Now, are you going to be in the dunk tank for the Red Rooster?
No.
I know Andy's put together once again the dunk tank, right?
He's very excited about
it. Yeah. And the dunk tank will be over toward the Red Rooster office there over...
I believe closer to Point Loma Landing.
More in front of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's and they're going to be raising money for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, I think? Is it? Or
I believe
is that the charity?
So, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't find you in the dunk tank, though. What about Ken? You think we can get Ken in the dunk tank?
No, we're not putting Ken in the dunk tank.
Lay some serious thoughts, man.
We're going to let Andy have all the credit he wants.
But that's kind of a day at the docks tradition.
Totally.
These dunk tank there.
It's going to be cool, though. I mean,
it's going to be great.
It's
a great event.
Clearly on an uptick.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Day at the docks, a week from tomorrow, Sunday the 19th. Of course, Fisherman's Landing have a big sale out in the store and on the parking lot.
Same deal. It's our. We always say Day at the Docks is the very last opportunity for us as a shop to have a, you know, this is your last clear out, whatever. We bought too much of this the year before. Yeah. Last opportunity to make some room for the big upcoming season. And it's your last opportunity to buy all, like, the killer deals before the season really gets rolling. You know, after this, it's tighten your belt and put your head down and get through a hopefully very busy year. So this is kind of the last show opportunity to get in. And Day at the Docks is free, super fun family event, the food, the gear. Oftentimes there's open houses on the boats, and there's boat rides from all the landings at a, you know, super inexpensive fee. Just a really fun day.
Yeah, super fun day. We'll have a Let's Talk Hookup booth there. And then also, you'll see a lot of people that you don't normally see at a show, like Everingham Brothers Bait Company.
Yeah.
They always have a booth, and it's always nice to say hi and big thank you to the Everingham Brothers to keep us out there fishing. And I know they usually sell shirts and stuff at their booth, and go shake their hands and thank them for the great service they do. I know Anthony from Baker Marine is going to be there, and he'll have like a super special deal on stabilized monoculars there. So he'll have all his stuff there, all the Fujinon and stuff like that. And we have a great show for you today. A lot to talk about here.
Boy, so stoked to have both Marie and Ken in here. And it's just a great opportunity for you. You know, if you've got questions, this is the man with the answers for sure. It's going to be a great show and a lot of information. If you want to join it, man, we'd love to hear from you. We are standing by live at the Fan to take your phone calls this morning. 833-288-0973 is how you do it. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us this morning on the Fan. Or you can text in your questions to the show. If you want to text in your question, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download. It's such an easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows, anything from the past weeks. If you want to listen, it's all on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And that's the only source to text in your questions to the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need along with your text in case you win the big prize at the end of the show today. And, man, are we giving away a really cool opportunity. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show, and as always, that's decided by the coin flip, who's winning the caller or the texter side, is going to win a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of Sea Forest Board Fishing, get an opportunity to ride with Captain Matt and Captain Ryan Boston, and just get in on that great Coronado Islands yellowtail fishing that's been going on already this year or later in the summer offshore. Whatever you want, you got a full-day trip coming your way on board the San Diego. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts, and a whole lot more of Marie and Ken. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Stoked to have everybody this morning. Going to be a lot of fun. Feels good to be back in the back in the seat, man.
Yeah,
it's been a little bit.
We did.
We had a great time.
That's
whole
great.
Whole fam went to Hawaii. Had an excellent trip. Yeah, really good family time.
Fantastic.
For sure. Cool.
Hey, a couple of sad passings to pass along to our fishing community here. Bob Banyan,
976
fame, big part of Let's Talk Hookup
huge
for many
part.
Years, and just a huge contributor to the San Diego sport fishing community. Always great information. Passed away, sadly, after a battle with cancer, and really sad to see Bob go. He's a super good guy and just a wonderful, wonderful guy. I remember always at Day at the Docks, speaking of Day at the Docks, he always had like chips and salsa in his booth and go by and say hi to Bob and chat with them.
My fond memories were their booth was always next to ours, at least for a lot of years at the old Del Mar shows, you know, shared location, you know, the Let's Talk Hookup booth right next to the Bob Banyan's booth, and it was always a lot of fun getting to chat. But you think about the number of anglers that man helped catch fish, in the years before, fish dopes and all the, you know, the great location services. That was one of the original places you could go to get information on where to go catch your albacore.
When you actually had a 976 number, you actually called and got a fish report. No, Bob was an amazing asset to all of us out there, and he's going to be very, very sadly missed. Another guy is going to be very sadly missed, Bob City from City Sales. He was probably not known among the fishing community a lot, but among the guys in tackle shop that worked in tackle shops, he was a sales rep for several products, right?
And he was with Tim Bailey and Associates for years, and he was the Venn guy and all the things. City over the years was just he was a lot of laughs and a lot of fun, and you said it was deeply missed.
Just a super, super good guy, and you always knew Bob because he had that New York accent and that New York attitude.
Hear him coming.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
You could hear him coming, and just a great character.
Yeah.
He sadly just retired. And not maybe a couple years ago, three years ago, and he was enjoying his retirement and sadly passed away. But both those guys, Bob and
couple of great Bobs.
Great Bobs. Yeah, we're going to miss
those
guys.
So, Pete, what you're saying is we should never retire, right?
Don't retire. No,
go fishing.
Just fish a lot. I guess that's
Well, that's good. Because the two of you specifically should not ever think about it. Because we need both of you in here for sure. Excellent point, Ken. You should never retire.
Well, let's jump into the phones. If you want to get through, here's your chance. 833-288-0973.
John in San Diego is going to get us started off with Let's Talk Hookup this morning. John, thanks for the call this morning.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask if there's any activities by any of the non-government organizations to combat pollution and improve the water quality along the coast?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, there are several. Pete and I are going to go on Monday with Coastkeeper, and they are very keen on water quality, et cetera. And, yeah, so those kind of groups that are focusing, and they're friendly to fishermen, that's good.
Yeah, that's my question.
Yeah, there's a number of them out there that are friendly to fishermen, and they're actually focusing on solutions to problems. Mm-hmm. And I know Coastkeeper is very involved in the Tijuana outfall issue going on, and that's we're all for that.
Yeah.
Water
quality is a key
that's
component
the key.
Of,
that's
of
it.
Our future on the coast, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Sewage and water quality, those are the two biggies up and down this entire coast.
Yeah. If you want to point a finger at kelp destruction, water quality.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Probably the biggest thing that they should look at. But, yeah, that'll be an interesting experience for us,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I have a great text here. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way, too. I have a great text here from Rory in Lakeside. And Rory's a big fan, Ken. He says, good morning, Laserman. Great show. Is there any volunteer work you can recommend here in San Diego? Along with that, are there any programs for my kids to get involved with, to get pointed in the right direction with conservation in our fishing world? When I was a kid, I helped the program at Cat Harbor on Catalina and loved it. And that's Rory in Lakeside.
That's a good
the
question.
Answer is absolutely, and that's why we brought Maria today.
Yeah.
So SAC right now, I think everybody knows there was a big concern about sand bass last year.
Right.
Went to the Fish and Game Commission. You know, it's critical we get in front of them. And we said data gap, and by that I mean, you know, we wanted to point out that there needed to be observations out on the ocean and more data collected about the lengths of the fish we catch. There was a concern that from some that there were no small fish to take the place of bigger fish coming through, et cetera. So what SAC did is we put measuring boards on the back decks of the boats. The crews were measuring as fast as they could, and you all know what it's like. When you're raining sand sure. bass, you do your best. But we wanted to go and measure the lengths of all of the fish that were caught and released or caught and retained. So this year, Maria is coordinating a project where we're inviting volunteers to go on the half-day and three-quarter-day boats that fish for sand bass. And Maria is going to be collecting their emails and their phone numbers and assigning them to boats. And we'll train them up. And they actually go out and do the measurements of the fish. And then at the end of the trip, new technology, they take a picture of the board, and it gets sent in, and a computer goes and takes those dots that are on the board and populates a database. So we did thousands of dots last year, samples explaining what we're seeing in the ocean. Maria, do you have a phone number and an email for everybody?
Yes. The phone number you can call to get involved is 619-313-0627. The email is officehelp3@gmail.com.
Yeah. SAC, officehelp3@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So, and that's a lot. That's a mouthful. So, on our website and on our Facebook page is that
CaliforniaSportFishing.org.
We've got it there and on Facebook. And anybody can contact us. We're going to be plastering that number and email all over everything. Pete, I've already given it to you as well. And we encourage anybody out there that wants to go on a boat and help. And our idea is free up the crew so the crew can be helping the people
right.
while the volunteer goes and says, okay, you 10 people over here, I need to measure all your sand bass today on this trip. You will be doing fishermen the biggest favor by doing that data collection, and then we're going to send it all in to Fish and Wildlife so that they'll have a better idea of the condition of things out in the ocean.
So, Maria, you're going to train all these people, right? You're going to basically go on the boats and teach them how to do it, have a little class in the office and stuff and teach them how to do this?
Not necessarily, but if they do call, I can explain the process. I've done the process of being on a boat, measuring the sand bass, logging in those dots on that board. It's very simple, very fun to be out in the water and helping this program. So, yes, if they have any questions about the process of how to do it, they can definitely give us a call.
And to supplement that, Pete, I've been going harbor to harbor talking to all the captains and crews. The captains and crews will be there on the boat with the board to hand and show the people how to do it, as well as we have a written protocol, and they can call in, and I don't care if they want to come into the office or I'll go to them.
Sure.
We will make sure that everybody feels very comfortable going to do this.
And this is throughout the whole Southern California bite, right? This is Santa Barbara to San Diego.
Santa Barbara to San Diego.
Where San Bass live.
That's it.
Right?
That's
so awesome. Any of the landings...
Any
from
of the
Santa
landings.
Barbara to San Diego.
Yes.
If you're close to one of those landings, you want to help out, go check it out.
And maybe explain what the concern was. You know, like what was on the line and what was going to potentially be taken away before, you know, you guys got involved and did so much. And then now this is just further buffering all the work that you guys have done.
Yeah, good question. And kind of digressing a little. So the length of the coast, we actually had a meeting a week ago where we got all the captains and owners all on a big Zoom call. First time we ever did this.
Wow.
With all of an entire sector on the screen going, okay, gang, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this data collection. We want to make sure that the department has a very good observation of the length of the coast, of exactly what the condition of things are. Because, as you know, sand bass, the smaller ones are near shore. If they're recruited, by recruited I mean spawned, anything that's near shore is going to be hiding in the eelgrass, hiding in the kelp. That way they don't get eaten. We typically on the sport boats, about 8 inches or so, that's when we start to see them. The concern was is as this group goes through that is currently out there, that once we catch all the big ones, that there were or were not shorts to take the place of the ones being caught. So we're trying to help fill that data gap, and I'm trying to condense a very complex situation, but this will be hopefully a new way that we can help the department and then do the right thing. I mean, our number one thing is protect resource and then provide the public access to that resource if the resource is healthy.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Joe. He's calling us from San Pedro this morning. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good morning, you guys, to the panel and the guests there, Maria and Ken. My have a statement and a question. First of all, I am a member of CCA for many years.
Good for you.
Thank you for everything you guys do. But my comment is regarding going offshore for rockfish, and it almost is like a de facto closure. It's not very practical to go all the way to San Nick for one chucklehead and two reds. And I'm just wondering if there's anything in the radar that is going to possibly reverse those limits back to where they were maybe. I mean, listening to the show on how they do the research for the sand bass, is there possibly anything thought of to do that the same for the rock hog grounds out there? You know, I mean, you go out there
question.
And make a couple
sure.
drops and
yeah.
there's reds and chucklehead all over the place. And they,
yep.
you know... It was just kind of those tough that didn't make sense for these guys to drop it from 5 to 1, you know?
So that is a great question, and the answer is yes. 3 years ago, we saw what was going on. Again, it came back to data gap. Observers would go on a boat, half-day boat, or at a boat ramp. But as you know, offshore, I mean, it was Katie bar the door, vermilion everywhere, chucklehead everywhere. So 3 years ago, we started doing a sampling program. We now have 40 boats measuring, and we actually save the carcasses of 25 fish a month on each of those boats, box them into styrofoam containers, ship them to the Santa Cruz lab where they age them and sex them and take a good look at the carcass. And what the end result is now the assessors have data to process. Otherwise, it's garbage in, garbage out. If you have no data, then you've got no data. This way, at least, and they've collected thousands and thousands and thousands of fish. So that's with that information, that goes into the stock assessors, and out the outside of that pipe, when the assessment is done, that's when you'll see bag limits changes, season changes, et cetera. And CDFW, I have to say, we've worked closely with them. They struggle to do their very best to give us the maximum seasons possible. They're at the council right now talking about this next two-year cycle, and hopefully we'll see some season adjustments that'll make give you more opportunities, so to speak.
Great. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, and very, very good question. Captain Frank Lopresti is on the line. We also have Marco standing by from C42. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning, Kenny.
Morning, Frank.
Looks like you've got a good show going. Just wanted to update you. Renee on the Shogun yesterday scratched at the yellowfin and some bluefin. I just got a call from Aliar. He saw a couple of nice schools. He's got 20 yellowfin aboard. He had 8 bluefin during the night last night. The yellowfin, he said there's a handful of 10 to 12 pounders. The rest were 15 to 30.
Wait a minute, Frank. So, did you say yellowfin on a 3-day trip?
That's correct.
Holy mackerel. Awesome. This is something fact, new, right?
Yes, it is. And Aliar said he's seen some pretty nice schools. So
oh my.
Hopefully he'll be able to scratch at them all day. He has all day in that zone. So we'll see what happens, and I'll report to you tomorrow morning.
Frank, this is great news, man. Yellowfin and bluefin within kind of day and a half-ish range. Is that right?
No. Not in day and a half, not even in 2 day. It has to be a 3-day trip or longer.
Okay.
2.5-day trip or longer.
Or longer, okay. But still within striking distance.
Yeah, exactly.
That, way closer than they have been.
That's a lot closer than you would expect this time of year. Pete.
Yeah,
I mean,
early April?
My goodness, you wouldn't think you would see that until, early June.
Yeah.
This and is that's awesome still, news.
You know, so... If things keep going, you know, I said this, what was it, last year or the year before? I said we're going to have yellowfin in June, and I was so wrong it wasn't even funny, so I'm not saying anymore.
Well, hey, Frank, guess what? We have yellowfin in April. How about that?
Yeah. I'm telling you where they are now, and that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, Frank Lopresti, thank you. Appreciate the report. That's great news.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including finding out what's going on the water. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing standing by with the catch report and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention.
A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up again. Having a great time here with both Maria and Ken, talking fishing, talking sack, all good. As promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for a catch report. Today, it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, and your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait as well. Ice is nearly half the price of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's the best car wash in town at only $6. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego.
Like the lowest prices on gasoline, especially now, by far.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was looking at... Like, we have the Navy PX gas station right over near us, so we can see their price. Summit was lower.
Yeah.
So, hey, good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Marcos.
Great. Thanks for hanging in there. Yeah. Thanks for calling in on this line, because Frank was occupying the other line there.
Yeah, I figured that's what happened. Not only that, we just got the Polaris Supreme report, so that guy's, you know, just stealing all my thunder today.
He does that. You know, he's got the inside connection.
Yeah, you know, he knows a few people. But, yeah, so you got that report there. Some really good fishing on the Polaris Supreme. That's, you know, like you said, yellowfin in April. Can't really argue with that.
Great news.
Overall, besides that, still a lot of good fishing locally. Those half-day trips, still catching good bottom fishing, rockfish, reds, whitefish, picking away at that yellowtail in the afternoon. They're not catching, you know, huge numbers, but we're talking a half day in April, catching yellowtail, bonita, calico bass pretty much every afternoon this week. So very good fishing there. Down to islands of San Diego, so again, yellowtail, bonita, good bottom fishing there. Kind of similar to the half day, just a little bit bigger fishing there. Also seeing some other stuff. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days, the full days. We're still trying to get those 7-4 outs. It's a little tougher week, you know, that post Easter, post spring break, slow down a little bit, but still great fishing. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to get you guys all set up, get you out there fishing, lots of options. And before I forget, starting next week, Friday, Saturday next week, we got the Twilight Trip running. Getting a little early start this year. We're going to get those guys out there next couple weekends, Friday, Saturday, and then May, we're going to be running them 7 days a week. So trips kind of regain some of its old glory there, some very popular trips. Again, give us a call, check the website, come down, get a breakfast burrito next door, and get out there fishing.
Those were some great trips last season, too. It was kind of like the rebirth of Twilight fishing. I mean, you'd look at the fish counts there, and for a short, easy trip after work, those guys experienced really good fishing last year, and fun to see the success of that coming right back.
Oh, yeah, definitely a popular trip. Like you said, being able to go right after work, get out on the boat there, you know, have a burger on the boat, catch some fish, and then go home, and that's great.
Yeah,
can't really argue with that.
Pretty cool, Marcos. Well, glad to hear some great fishing going on this early in the season. If somebody wants to come join you, get on a trip out of Seaforth, how do we find you?
Seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule up there. You can make your reservations online. If you'd prefer to talk to someone, 619-224-3383. And as always, you can come down, visit in person, get your gear checked out, get all set up, and get out there fishing.
I love
Talk to that world famous Marcos on the radio.
Call
him up.
Hey, you know, just don't come in the evening because I won't be here.
Great job, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. That's going to wrap up our Ted's Report again. Sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into those phones, Rick.
All right. Next up, we got Alex. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Alex, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to kind of go over a topic that I've always been really interested in, and that was sea urchins. So I know that sea urchins are very overly populated. And I've kind of always thought that was part of the big decline in kelp. So I guess what I'm wondering is, has there been any progress on that? And, I know there's not a lot of people that go out and harvest them or anything like that, but there could be a great push for that to kind of control some of those numbers. And I mean, they're great eating. So I'm just wondering if that's something that's kind of on the radar, if it's anything that's ever even been talked about.
You know, the sea urchin fishermen, they're always looking closely at the quality of the sea urchins that they get. You're right. When you have a massive amount of sea urchin in an area, it definitely puts a dent on the kelp. But I think, honestly, overall, the entire coast, again, it's oceanographic conditions right now, water quality and that type of stuff that's adversely affecting the kelp more so, I think, than the sea urchins. But you are correct. The sea urchins have an organization that they work together to manage what they do, et cetera. But, again, I think it's more a matter of water quality's effectiveness than anything.
And there's another group of guys that the scientists should be paying very close attention to, because those guys are in the water every day.
Nothing more compelling than when they show you a video.
Yeah.
I mean, I've looked at sea urchin video. I've actually flown an ROV with a sea urchin diver guiding us of where to put it, et cetera, just for that reason, just to see what they see. Mm-hmm. And it's compelling.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
So,
hey, thanks a lot for the call, Alex. Appreciate that. Certainly a very concerning thing among the kelp there.
No doubt about it. Well, I had a great text this morning and says, hey, guys, and Maria, what a great show. Just wanted to give a huge shout-out to Maria. She's been so great at the Red Rooster 3 office over the years, and I'm so excited to hear that she's on the SAC board. She's awesome, and I want to give a big thanks to everything you do in helping us for all of our trips. And that's from Kurt calling from La Paz.
Thank you, Kurt. Very good. All right. You have a lot of fans out there.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Definitely. I have another great text here. This one's from Bill in Mission Viejo, and he says, question for Ken, with his knowledge of things fishing, what is the hot tip for a job in the world of fisheries for a young man who's got a college degree in biology?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I think the first thing is to get experience. Even all the people in our office, we encourage them when they first get hired to go work part-time on a boat to learn and see what it is that goes on out there. Just like Maria. Maria went out and she actually did the data collection, the sampling. There are job opportunities after that experience is under a person's belt for people to maybe enter in the NGO community or at port districts in their environmental departments. There's a lot of different opportunities out there depending on what your experience is. But I think once you get done with school, probably get a little experience actually working on a boat. And during the summer season, the spring season, a lot of the boats are hiring. You can go on and work as a crew member. You get a season under your belt and see things for yourself, and then you're in a good position to apply for that next step job.
There you go. So there's opportunities.
Yes.
Yeah. And a good kind of a learning experience, Maria, would I be to do some of the sand bass measuring, right, for a college degree biologist to go out and start helping out with that sampling.
Absolutely. That's a great way to get involved and, help organizations collecting data and, put forth
some of their knowledge that they learned in the books.
Exactly.
Yeah, actually see what's going on the water.
And what's just a good thing to have on your resume and your piece of paper? I mean, you want to talk about something that's very easy to do and, to get linked up with Maria that just looks good on paper when you're applying for whatever job you're in the future. I mean, you can you can throw that thing into ChatGPT and make it sound real good on your resume, because it's exactly what you're doing. You're helping the fisheries, you're sampling.
Our office is frequently a stepping stone for people to other jobs, et cetera, but I think just overall, getting that experience, there's nothing more compelling than when you've done it yourself. Like Maria can talk, she's going to be able to talk to anglers who are volunteers to go, I've done it.
Yeah.
This is what I did. This is what, you know, those kind of words are pretty powerful. I've been working with the San Diego State, Scripps Institution Oceanography student. He's working on his capstone project, and it's the same thing. He's actually gone out on the boats this last week. He's working on an app to go and do data collection for fisheries, et cetera. But it all started with that same question. This is, what can I do? I finished my undergrad. I'm looking for an opportunity for a job, and that's the way to do it.
Cool.
I love that, man. That's awesome. Well said. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're signing off from the fan, but we'll be on Facebook, YouTube Live, as well as that Let's Talk Hookup app. A lot more great information with your text. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and we'll be right back.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Toonerville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.